today on Apostle Gabo's podcast radio show.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 5, and the everything, every plant of the herb of the field was in the earth. Yeah? Yes? And every plant of the field before, it means there was nothing. Before it was in the what? In Mother Earth. And every herb of the field, before it grew, there was nothing growing. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain. There was no cloud. There was no covering of the cloud that covers and brings blessings and rain that enables these things to grow. Why? Because there was no man to till the ground. Now that word till there, the word till means to father. The word till means to administrate, govern, to lead, to farm, to cultivate, to prophetically fashion, to give attributes, and to morally design the ground. To morally design and cultivate a rich land. So there was no man to father. There was no man to take care of. And that's why God never allowed rain to rain. That's why God never gave the cloud of covering over Mother Earth. Okay? And this is the reason why man allows woman to marry, or marriage takes place between man and woman. Why? That covenant bond, so that man may cultivate the woman. So that man may bring a covering over the woman that enables her to bring forth. To bring forth, because woman is land. Woman is a place where seeds are sown. Cultivation, she's cultivated. That's why she has the ovaries. The man has the ability to sow, and the woman has the ovaries. And the ovaries are cultivated. That's the cultivated organs that fashions the woman, fashions everything in her, fashions the children that she brings forth, fashions her desires, fashions her emotions from being emotions, destructive, to being cultivated attributes. There was no man to fashion the land. And that's why God never allowed his blessing to be poured, because God blesses the man so that the man may cultivate, may nurture, may govern, may lead Mother Earth. May be a blessing to the land. Okay, now, read Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Okay? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
Okay.
Genesis chapter
and,
1. Yeah.
And God said.
And God said.
Let us make man in our image.
Let us make man. Now notice again, he says, let us make who? Man. Okay. Yeah.
In our image.
Yeah. Imagination. Let him have a brain that imagines. Let him have a brain that thinks. Let him have a mindset that has a mindset way of thinking, that thinks like God. A brain that is under the covering of God's vision, God's ability to meditate, yeah, to stimulate the brain so that every action that that man does is a visualized image and intentions and plans and agenda of the spiritual realm that covers him and guides him. Let us create a man who has an imagination, the ability to imagine like God. Let us create that man. And that man, he will be the one governed by the cloud of God, so that the covering of the cloud that is upon him, it will water Mother Earth. It will nurture Mother Earth. He will teach Mother Earth. He will teach the land, Eretz, how to follow the instructions, how to be governed. Let us create man. Man, singular, man. And then what? And then when woman comes later on, woman comes to be cultivated. Woman comes to help. Woman comes to be submissive to this man. Let us create man in our image. Continue there.
What apostle question?
And let us.
Why is it God?
Yeah.
Apostle. Why is it God said, let us make us? Who is it talking us?
Now that's a good question. He was talking to the host of the order of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay? So some people say that there were angels there. Of course, angels were there to observe. Yeah, they were observing. Yeah. And when they are needed, they will also act. So there was a council